Emma, and I'm here with Cabinet Member for Young People, Councillor Alex Dale. Well, it's great. We've been looking around Glossopdale School today. What are your thoughts?
It's absolutely fantastic to see it today. It's a really great pleasure to be here after many years of work and significant investment by the County Council. And I'm sure it's going to be an absolutely fantastic learning resource and educational setting for young people in Glossop.
Now, when does it all open?
It's due to open in May next year. The younger students will be moved across in May next year, with the older students remaining in the current school environment until September next year.
So how much does the whole project cost?
The whole project costs £22.5 million investment from the County Council. It's paid for by a sort of variety of means, including capital receipts on the sale and of some of the other school assets.
I'm here chatting with head teacher Steve Playford. Well, what are your thoughts then?
Well, we're very excited about the building. We're really pleased today because our students, head boy and head girl and deputy head boy and girl, have had their first tour of the building. They're the first students to walk on site and they're very, very excited about what they've seen. This building will really give the community an outstanding learning centre at the heart of the community. We are a school and all the facilities within the building will make sure that we've got the ability to be able to do real quality teaching and learning skills, but actually make sure as well that the community have got the ability to be able to use the facilities as well. We're very, very excited about it.
Yeah, because obviously one of the main changes will actually be on the same site for the first time, won't they?
Yeah, then that's that provides a lot of changes for us. The simplest change will be that I won't have to drive backwards and forwards between the sites, but actually it also changes because the younger students will be with the older students, and that means we can do a lot of work with sixth form, working with year sevens, and year sevens having that aspiration of seeing the sixth form as well. The building with the sixth form site here, it's been designed so it's at the top of the building, it's slightly away from the rest of the school, and the view from it is stunning. It will be one of the best sixth forms in the country, as it is at the moment. We are currently in the top 25% of schools for sixth form.
So when do you actually get to take over the building?
So the handover from the contractors is for May, and it's on track at the moment for it to be open. And also then the older students will carry on taking their exams on the Glossop site, so we should all be together in September 2018.
And how long has it actually taken for this to all come about?
Well, we've worked really closely with Derbyshire. We're very involved in the design and very involved in the whole process and working with the contractors and the architects. One of the things we definitely wanted was to make sure that it had a feel for the environment, so the building was actually does look like it's an old mill, but actually there's the modern sense that it blends in with the environment as well. And all the classrooms and all the corridors have got a view out, and because we also wanted it to be a through school, because we are a through school, we'll have toddlers on site in the community right through to sixth form and beyond. So you can actually see from the front entrance right through to the Mall Cop at the back of Glossop.
I also caught up with the four pupils who became the first to step foot in the new school. I got them to tell me what their role is in the school and what they thought of the new facility.
See you, Redfern, head girl.
Emily Moore, deputy head girl.
I'm Max Winterbottom and I'm head boy.
Jack Clegg, deputy head boy.
So obviously you've had your first tour of the school. What were your thoughts?
I thought that the new facilities are really going to benefit our school and really unify both the sites into one big school.
I really like the whole structure of the school. I think it's amazing how you can see the whole community around it, and I really enjoyed it.
I thought it was great. I thought the use of the like all the glass everywhere to see the outside community was really good and will engage students.
I think that the not only using it as a school but also for community use is really good.